This is a special series that I'll be doing on all the Rocky movies, including Creed.
Created live on Fireside.
Today, I will be doing a deep dive into the Rocky movie series franchise. This is a special series that I'll be doing on all the Rocky movies, including Creed. It's probably one of my all-time favorite movies. I can't decide between which of the Rockies. This is the type of series where we're going to explore and see which is your favorite Rocky as well as mine. I'll be announcing it here on Fireside. When the next one will be, you can already tune in and see when it is. You can watch it right now and then join me in case you've never seen it before. I actually watched Rocky again for who knows how many times yesterday, just to be all prepared for it. In case you've never heard of Rocky, Rocky is a true underdog story from film to real life. We've all have had doubters, haters, people who laugh at us, people who don't believe us, who don't believe or see your dream. You go against all odds and disadvantages just to pursue your dream. And that pretty much is what the whole Rocky movie series is about. That's how it started back in 1976. Be sure to stick around at the very end. We're going to go into some fun facts about Rocky and as well as Rocky soundtrack, because what kind of a Rocky discussion, even though we are talking movies, would it be without one of the greatest workout soundtracks, in my opinion, of all time? If you've never heard about the whole Rocky and how he got the idea from it, he went to go watch a Muhammad Ali fight, and it was Chuck Wepner versus Muhammad Ali. It was the first fight of Muhammad Ali since after Rumble in the Jungle. It was billed as Give the White Guy a Chance. So they basically were making it sound or seem like nobody was giving Chuck Wepner a shot. In the beginning of the whole fight, people were booing him. And as the fight went on, he actually started getting people to cheer for him. And it flipped a bit. Ninth round, he knocked down Muhammad Ali. He ended up losing in the 15th round by a technical knockout. He won the cheers from the crowd. Maybe not all of them, but he won the cheers from the crowd. He showed a lot of heart and determination. And from there, Sylvester Stallone, he got the idea for the movie Rocky. He went home and he said he wrote pretty much for 20 hours straight without any sleep. And he wrote the whole movie Rocky. If you don't know too much about his background, he basically wanted to pursue his dream. And he knew it had to do with movies, acting, screenwriting. And he was broke at the time. He wrote the movie Rocky and started pitching it to different people, and different people were like, oh, it's too corny, we've read it. And he kept going till finally he met some people. He showed them the script and they loved it. They offered him $125,000 back in the 70s at the time. And remember, this is back when he was broke. He had $106 in his bank account and he sold his dog to pay his bills. And then they came back. He's like, you know what? That's great. He was going to do the deal for $125,000, but he wanted to be the star of Rocky and they didn't want him to. So he walked away, even though he needed the money. Then they come back and they're like, I know we really liked the script, and which we'll get into as well. And they're like, we really like the script. We'll offer you $250,000. And he's still broke. He's not rich at this point either. They're basically telling him, we'll give you that much for you not to be in the movie. He stuck to his guns and said, no, I want to be the star of Rocky or we have no deal. So they came back to him one more time and they offered him now $325,000 when you're dead broke. It's funny too, David Goggins has a similar story with his book, which I'll be doing a review for that in the future. Even though you may not have the money that you feel you deserve, they basically stuck to their guns and said no. So Sylvester Stallone says no. And then they're still kind of working it out because they're really interested in the script, but not him as a lead actor. So they ended up making a deal. And the deal is that he gets $35,000 and 10 net points, which from my understanding, they don't really do that anymore. So he took $290,000 less to chase and pursue his dreams. With those 10 points, net points that he negotiated, though, it basically ended up earning him about $2.5 million from the movie Rocky instead of just the $35,000. Now, Tony Robbins was a motivational speaker. He tells a great story about Sylvester Stallone. Now, after watching the movie, I was already a fan. And then I heard Tony Robbins talk about this, oh, maybe about 17 years ago. And he's talking about how Sylvester Stallone had to sell his dog to pay his bill. He ended up selling his dog for $25. He was trying to get 50. He got 25 for the dog. He really loved his dog. He was sad. He was crying. And he ended up getting $35,000 for the movie. Well, as soon as he got that money, he went back. And this dog actually came out of the movie, Butkus, the dog that he's running with. He's in the movie. He's looking for the guy he sold the dog to. And he's waiting there days. And the guy finally comes by and he says, hey, I sold you my dog. I really love my dog. I miss my dog. And I would like to buy him back. And the guy said no. And he kept asking him. He said no. He offered him more money. And the guy said no. He's like, I'm not going to sell you the dog. So Sylvester Stallone, only making $35,000 total for the movie Rocky, he ends up buying back his dog, Butkus, for $15,000. And not only that, the guy gets a movie part in the movie Rocky. I haven't figured out what part he got or where in the movie he is, but that would be something very interesting to find out for me. And if I do, as I'm doing this series, I'll be sure to let you know. That to me is like quite the commitment to get his dog back. I'm glad he got his dog back. And now at this point, I'm loving the whole Rocky Sylvester Stallone story even more. I'm sipping the Kool-Aid until later on when I find out more, and we'll dive deeper into that as well. We'll be looking at the documentary, and then you can share your thoughts with me as well. Be sure to tune in here live Fireside so we can have that discussion. And we're going to talk about the real Rocky Balboa 30 for 30 documentary called The Real Rocky Balboa, which is about Chuck Wepner, and we'll talk about everything else. Overall, I mean, he was living in his car. He sold his wife's jewelry. She was pretty much pissed, and that ended their marriage. And he had nothing really at that point going for him except his belief. And I know a lot of us may talk about, oh, well, you know, I really believe, or I'm really trying. That is true commitment to your belief and your dream, turning down that much money. He ends up buying his dog for $15,000 back and a part in Rocky. The script, the original script, had a different ending, and we'll get to that as part of the Rocky facts. But besides the Rocky facts, the beginning was quite different from what we saw. In fact, it says only about 10% of the actual original script was shot for the movie Rocky, which leads me to believe like they were going to pay him $325,000 just for 10% of that script, which is wild and crazy for me to even fathom something like that. But the original script, according to what I was reading, it said that only about 10% of it was made into the shooting script. And there were a lot of rewrites from the first drafts, especially this is some of the stuff I thought I'd share with you, which I actually, maybe I knew, but I forget. There's so many Rocky facts. Adrian was Jewish and lived with her mother, who hated Rocky. Mickey was a vicious racist. Apollo was a Jamaican, and Rocky threw the fight at the end. With the prize money, opened up a pet store with Adrian. So those were some of the different rewrites that they did along the way. Before we get into the facts and everything, I watched the movie yesterday. As I'm watching it, there's certain captivating parts in the movie where I'm like getting into it like as I've never seen it before. When you think about budget that they spent and everything, it's been and is such an iconic movie that I don't know how many years later people are still remaking it and doing spin-offs like Creed 3. One of the most important scenes that I feel is in the movie, and Sylvester Stallone thought it was one of the most important scenes as well. They wanted to actually cut it out. It's the part where he's comes back from talking to the promoter. And when he's talking to the promoter, he's telling him, hey, the poster's wrong. You know, I'm going to be wearing this color shorts and you guys have it the opposite. The promoter tells him, it doesn't really matter, Rock. So then he goes back and he's laying in bed with Adrian and he's telling her that basically he just doesn't want to be remembered as just another bum in the neighborhood, that no one's ever gone the distance with a creed. So his whole goal is not even to win. His whole goal is whatever is going to make him feel pride within himself. It's not to win the world title. It's just to go to the distance. And for him, that would be satisfaction enough to be like, I'm just not another bum from the neighborhood. And they wanted to cut that out. They kept it. I'm glad they did it. Even though it may not be the most action-packed scene, it is one of the more dramatic. There is a lot of dramatic scenes in the movie. Ollie's an alcoholic and Adrian, he's always making fun of Adrian. She finally snaps. They go back and forth. Also, Rocky, I believe, I'm going to have to research this further, but as I was looking into it, I believe it is the first movie to have like workout montages. Before that, they didn't really have them. And I've seen a lot of the early 80 movies that definitely would do that as well. Let's talk about Rocky, the whole music. It had a great soundtrack at the time. The person who composed it, his name was Bill Cotney, and he was really well known for his music. He did a lot of actual soundtracks, and at the time, the number one hit in 1977 was Gonna Fly. Love that song as well. And he came out with a whole orchestra album, which is the whole Rocky. Love that one as well. He wrote this song called You're the Best Around. And Rocky did not want to use it. That song ended up being used in the movie The Karate Kid, which that is a badass song myself. I like it. Would have been interesting to see how they put it into Rocky. I could definitely see it in Rocky. And now, as I think about it, it seems like his style. But that was the Eye of the Tiger he's known for. So that is such a good soundtrack. And even later on when they start doing rap, I haven't heard all of them. I think J. Cole's on the new one, on the Creed. They keep putting out very good, to me, working out. I could listen to that all the time. Anytime you pretty much run a race or hear some sort of boxing fight, there you always hear some sort of Eye of the Tiger. Now, when they chose him as a composer, it wasn't because of his previous works or talent or anything like that. They actually selected Bill Cotney because the budget for the music was $25,000, and that's pretty much the cheapest that they could find. So it wasn't for his talent, it was because of his price, and he turned out to be one of the really good composers, or really great composers, I would say. I gotta say when he started, of the 80s. So Rocky was also the first sports movie to ever win an Oscar. And a lot of the people, when Rocky was going, Sylvester Stallone was walking around trying to sell his script, a lot of the people that told him why it wouldn't succeed, he wrote all those things down. And then he basically said that during the Oscar speech. If you guys been following my show, then you know I'm a huge fan of David Goggins. When David Goggins broke the pull-up record, he listened to that song, Going the Distance, for 17 hours. 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Now, I've listened to that song maybe for about 2.5 hours, doing a half marathon a couple times, or maybe the last half of a marathon. I know I listened to it a lot during my last marathon, which I just did this past Sunday. In fact, I was playing Going the Distance, and some young man running in front of me turns around and is like, that's really inspirational, that Rocky music. It's like generations later, people still love the music. And to me, it is very inspirational. That's why I always play it and listen to it. The fight scene was never filmed in Philadelphia. It was, looking at the movie many times and going there myself, I believe it was filmed at the LA Sports Arena. On the article I found, just says arena in LA, but I believe it was the LA Sports Arena and not actually the Spectrum in Philly. They didn't really have a budget. If you look at the movie, they used a lot of low lighting, very dark in the background, and they were only able to get about 4,000 people for the movie. What they did is they offered them free food to be extras. I've done some movies, I've done some TV roles. When it's a movie you really enjoy, like if I ever would have got a shot to do Rocky, I would have gone there. I did the NWA movie at the LA Sports Arena, and what we did is we just sat from seat to seat, going around the whole arena, the top and bottom, so that we can make it look like it's the whole arena's full. Understand the whole thing of the lighting, the filming, feeding people. And then what he did, since it really didn't have a budget for it, they took some like shots from Madison Square Garden and put it in between the movie. So next time you look at the movie, you can see that there's really only people in the front of the seats and really no one in the back. And even in between, there's people like during the fight scene, you can see that there's not that many people. There's gaps in betweens as well. The original poster, or the one that I actually have on top, if you could see it, where Adrian and Rocky are walking, that was going to be the ending, them walking out hand in hand. During some test pilots that they did with the audience, they didn't like it. They felt it was too sad. They kept it as the movie poster for that time, but they never actually used it. They reshot it and did the way you see it now. Because they had to reshoot that part, they had even less people and they had to reshoot it. That part is even less people, and it's just a bunch of their family and friends in that crowd in that scene. Overall, the movie, the fight scene, if you ever seen the whole movie where basically Rocky's not supposed to win. Rocky's just basically a guy who wasted his talent, who could have been a contender, could have been somebody, but he never put effort into it for some reason whatsoever. That's how his trainer Mickey felt. Mickey's a great character in the film. He's like already an older trainer. He was a boxer. He had a prime. During the movie, he kicks Rocky out of his locker, gives it to another guy who has potential. Rocky, in the meantime, he's basically collecting for people who do sports betting. And if they don't pay, he'll go and he'll break their fingers, or he's supposed to. It seems like Rocky has a heart, because during the movie, he doesn't break a guy's finger. And the guy gets upset with him and tells him, don't do thinking, just do what I tell you. Then he gets this title shot because he got the idea from watching Chuck Webner versus Muhammad Ali. Roles reversed, that Apollo Creed, who is the heavyweight champion of the world, is going to give the Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa, a shot. An unknown fighter, only because the main fighter he was going to fight basically got injured and everybody else didn't want to take the fight on 5 weeks' notice. And Rocky didn't want the fight. He thought it was for sparring. They offered him money and he ends up taking the fight. In his mind, he's gonna lose. He doesn't think he's gonna win. His whole goal is just to prove he's not another bum in the neighborhood. I highly recommend the movie, from the music, the script, how it's an underdog, a motivational story. I know it's an older movie, but we're going to keep going all the way to Creed 3. Right now, if you like boxing, a lot of good boxing movies. George Foreman just came out. I actually barely got to watch Manos de Pierda yesterday, which is Robert Duran. And when Creed 3 was coming out, I was going to do a review of that one. I didn't have time. I've been so busy. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just do a whole Rocky series. And I'm going to see if I could decide which of all the Rockies is my favorite and get some more intake. I don't have my glasses, but it looks like Yvonne and maybe someone else is in the audience. If you'd like to come up and let me know which is your favorite Rocky of them all, you're more than welcome to. I'd love to know what your favorite Rocky is and what your favorite scene is. I've seen all the Rockies so many times where I could pretty much tell you the dialogue without ever seeing the script. I've also, as we get into it more, I've noticed editing errors in the movie, especially in part 3. Part 3, when we get there, I'll be talking about the editing errors you can see, which Rocky is from Philadelphia, but you can clearly see California. And those are just little things just from watching the movie so many times that I'm like, oh, what? I just noticed this and noticed that. And just being, oh, we could talk about also which one was the least favorite, which I pretty much, I think for everybody who's a Rocky fan, I think Rocky 5 is probably seems to be the least favorite. As it goes on and we get more people to participate from the audience, we'll figure out. Maybe that is the most popular one. But Rocky, the first one, Oscar-winning movie, great characters from Apollo to Mickey to Polly to Adrian to Rocky and his whole underdog story. Then when you learn about Sylvester Stallone, his struggles to just sell that script, it makes you be a bigger fan of the whole franchise and the movie. I never got to meet Sylvester Stallone yet, and they were doing this. They're filming in Philadelphia, and some people got to run the steps with Rocky. That would have been like a dream come true for me. And I've never been able to go to the steps yet. That's a whole goal. They have a whole Rocky race, and it just could go on and on and on. I was such a big fan of Rocky. One of my favorite movies as well. One of my favorite soundtracks. Listen to it all the time. Play it all the time. I don't think I asked my friend, I'm like, is there a soundtrack that you could listen to over and over and over again and never get tired? And for me, it's the Rocky Balboa, and it's the orchestra one. It is so good. I think I like that one above them all. And I've had them all. I think I had Rocky when it was out on, or Rocky IV when it was out on cassette. And then after that, I started getting the CDs. And then after that, you know, I got rid of all my CDs, so I just have it downloaded. But I had all the albums before, and all the movies as well. And back when I was watching it on the VCH, I would watch it so many times I'd ruin the tape. So when DVDs came out, it was great. And just watching them over and over again, anytime they're on TV, even though I don't own a TV, but if I'm at someone's house and it's on, I'll be like, oh, leave it on Rocky. And if you're a fan of Rocky and the whole series, you're definitely going to want to keep checking the series as we go along. Who knows? It might take maybe 3-4 months to finish all of them, but because we're going to be doing all Rockies. So that's Rocky V, Rocky Balboa, all the three Rocky Creeds. We're going to be doing the newest one that came out. It is on Keep Punching, and that is a documentary on the, I forget, I think 30 year anniversary of Rocky IV. I just watched it the other day. I want to watch it one more time. You can see that one on Prime. And then we're going to be reviewing the real Rocky Balboa ESPN 30 for 30 documentary on how Chuck Wepner ended up suing Sylvester Stallone for him repeatedly basically making the script of his life. It gets deeper and deeper. Very interesting. Some people side with Chuck Wepner. Some people side with Sly Stallone. Sly Stallone did end up paying him. It was settled. No one really knows how much he got. But considering it was such a large franchise and he settled, that means that he felt that he definitely would have won possibly more. And so we'll definitely be getting into that. If you've never seen that one, definitely want to watch it. So the next one is going to be Rocky. It's going to be Rocky 2. And I think I have it scheduled for next week, but be sure to follow me here on Fireside. I might have to change the time. I will be having some guests coming as well. So I'll be having the 26th, I'll be having Maury, and he's going to be talking about wave entrainment. I'll be having Dean Karnazes, the ultra marathon man, on May 23rd, who we've seen him on 60 Minutes and everywhere else. We'll be here on May 11th, 11 a.m. Pacific time zone. Many more guests coming, many more topics. And we will continue the Rocky series. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I hope I gave you some insight that maybe you never knew, some little fun facts. And if you're a Rocky fan, you know what? You can go to my Athletic Definition Instagram and leave me a voice message and let me know which is your favorite Rocky, why it's your favorite Rocky, what scene is your favorite scene from Rocky out of all the training scenes. It's endless when it comes to Rocky, and I'm so happy. I hope they never stop making the movies till I'm no longer here so I could keep watching Rocky when I'm 90 years old and in a wheelchair and be like, oh, did you see Rocky Jr. fight Apollo Jr. the third? Of course, they also brought back Drago Jr. as well. Lots to talk about. Thank you, Ready, for joining. Be sure to follow me, as I mentioned. That way you can be alerted of the next show and upcoming shows. Lots of good guests coming. Thank you, Ready, for joining. Coach Razy, Athletic Definition, and I'm out.